Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah Masechta Zavai der Zara Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud. Oivet Kai Chavim, Shenimsa Oimeid, and Oivet Kai Chavim, who is standing. Bitzad Habar Shel Yayin, next to a Yid's wine pit. Now remember, once the juice is squeezed from the grapes and it flows down those planks into this bar called the cistern, the hole in the ground that's made to keep wine, it's Yayin Esa. Zakt the Mishnah, Im Yesh Loi Olav Milva. If this Oved Avodah Zarah has a loan against the wine, what does that mean? It means the Yid borrowed money from him, and they were maskim, that if the Yid could not pay back the loan on time, the Oved Kechavim could take the wine as payment. So the din is Aser, the wine is Aser. Because we believe that under these circumstances, the Oved Kechavim probably touched the wine. He's thinking, ooh, if the Yid doesn't pay, this wine is mine. Let me check this out, let me see if it's okay. Also, he's not scared. Like, what are you doing next to the wine? What do you mean? This wine is almost mine. In a way, it is mine. Because if the Yid doesn't pay, I get it. However, ain loy olav milva, but if he does not have a loan against the wine, the Yid didn't say that if I don't pay you, you're getting this wine. Then mutter, the wine is mutter, because the Oved Avodah Zarah has no connection to the wine, and he would be afraid to touch it. Nobody wants to look like a thief. Vayter zok to Mishnah, Nafal Labar, if an Oved Kechavim by mistake, accidentally, oops, fell into the bar. V'ola. Now the Batanura explains over here. It's talking about, unfortunately, he drowned. Why are we learning that pshat? He never intended to touch it. He by mistake fell into it. Now, if he came out alive, he probably thanked his Avodah Zarah for that. And one way he would thank the Avodah Zarah is by actually pouring some of the wine for Avodah Zarah on his way out. Or, says the Mishnah Vayter, he didn't fall in. Rather, he was measuring the level of the wine, umedada, he measured it, bekana, with a reed. Or hitiz esatzira, he flicked a hornet out of the wine, also bekana, with a reed. He said, ooh, he grabbed a reed, let me get that insect out of the wine. Oishia mitapeach, or he was tapping with his hand, alpichavius, on the opening of a barrel mirutachas that was foaming, because he wanted to knock out some of the foam, like on top of the soda. Sometimes when you pour in soda, there's like foam. So the wine in the barrel was foaming, and the Oved Kechavim was tapping the foam with his hand to keep it from rising. That's what you do. Zakta Mishnah, B'chol Eilu HaYamaisa. These aren't just theoretical cases. These actually happened. The Amru and Chazal, they were asked what to do. Paskin that Yemacher, that the wine should be sold to the Oved Kechavim. That's a kula. In other words, it was mutter for the owner to benefit from the wine by selling it. Because we don't think under these circumstances that he actually poured it for the Avodah Zarah, but it was still also to drink. As I halt the Tanakama. But Rav Shimon Matir, Rav Shimon says, even drinking the wine in these cases is mutter. But the Batanur says that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, one more halacha. Notal esachavis. And Avodah Kechavim took a barrel. Uzraka and threw it, the Bechamasai, in a fit of anger, labar. Into the bar full of wine that belonged to Yisrael. Zakta Mishnah Zehaya Mai. So this was an actual story that happened. V'ichshiru. And Chazal said that the wine is kosher even to drink. Not just to sell, but even to drink. The Oved Kechavim in this case, he didn't intend to touch the wine. He was just angry. So he threw the barrel. He did touch the wine, but it was only indirectly with the barrel, not with his hand. That's the reason that the wine is mutter even for drinking. Now, furthermore, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains this. If he threw the barrel without touching the wine at all, even indirectly, then it's pashut that the wine is mutter. The case of our Mishnah, the chiddush of our Mishnah is that it's talking about a case where the Oved Avodah Zarah dragged the barrel in his anger. He was so angry, he dragged the barrel, rolled it, dragged it to the edge of the bar, and then pushed it in. So at the moment that the barrel hit the wine, he was still touching the other end of it. And the Mishnah says the wine is mutter in this case because, again, he only touched it indirectly, and he never intended to touch it at all. But if he threw the barrel without touching the wine at all, then it's pashut again that it would be mutter. Okay, quickly chazring over our Mishnah here, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yod, an Oved Kechavim that's found next to a bar shel yayin. And he knows that if the Yid doesn't pay up a chayiv that is owed to him, he gets this wine. So he would be very comfortable to touch it. He doesn't feel like he's a thief if he's caught touching it, because Lamaisa, he considers it almost his. And plus, he may have an interest to check the quality of the wine. And therefore, it's Aser. But if he has no guarantee on this wine. In other words, the wine isn't a collateral. It's not that if the Yid doesn't pay back the money, he's going to get the wine. We don't have that kind of a situation there. And he's standing next to it. We can assume that he didn't touch it. He would be scared to touch it. Nobody wants to look like a thief. If he fell into the bar, va'olam, we said that he unfortunately drowned, or he measured to see how much wine there is by putting in a reed, or flicked the hornet with a reed that was on the wine, or banged on the side to stop the foaming. These were all stories. And the psak was, it could be sold, but according to the Tanakhama, only sold. You can't drink it. Reb Shimon was matter even to drink it, although the Batnura told us that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. And then we had one more halacha in the Mishnah. That was if the Yavid Kechavim takes the Chavias and in a fit of rage, throws it into the bar. And we explained, even if he was kicking it and rolling it, and as it came into the bar, he was still touching the other end of the barrel. The wine is still mutter. We explained there are two reasons. First of all, he only touched the wine indirectly. And the other is he never intended to touch it. And therefore, the Mishnah told us, under these circumstances, the wine would be mutter even to drink.